On Tuesday, Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer certified a ballot measure that would increase the state's oil taxes if voters approve it. Now backers of the Fair Share Act have to gather more than 28,000 signatures to get the issue in front of voters. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has the story.
If the Alaskans behind the campaign group Vote Yes for Alaska's Fair Share have their way, oil taxes will be on everyone's minds for the next several months. That's because they want to get enough signatures, 28,601 to be exact, to get their proposition on the ballot next year.
So that the citizens of Alaska can create a law about our getting our fair share of oil income from the development of the oil on state-owned lands.
That's Jane Engvik. She's part of the group sponsoring the initiative. Legally, they have a full year to get enough signatures. But to get it in front of voters next year, they need to get all of those signatures in 3 months. If they miss that deadline, it won't be on the ballot until 2022. Engvik says that means it's time for a massive grassroots effort to get signatures from all over the state.
So our goal is to, number one, get volunteers, and number two, raise $1 million to be able to wage our campaign.
Their campaign, that initiative, it's called the Fair Share Act. And it would raise the minimum tax and eliminate oil tax credits for the state's largest legacy fields. That's Prudhoe Bay, Kuparuk, and Alpine. It would also require all of the state's major oil producers to publicly report how much money they spend and make in the state. Kara Moriarty is the president of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association. She says if this initiative passes, it will make investing in the state less attractive. She also said that an increase in taxes, while targeted at just the three existing largest fields in the state, will have a chilling effect on investment in new fields, because anyone wanting to develop a field in the state could eventually produce enough oil to get bumped into this new tax regime.
Make no mistake about it, every company in Alaska will be impacted. The sponsors can say all they want, this is not impacting the new field.
A legal analysis from the state's Department of Law also came out on Tuesday. It raised questions about how the initiative would be implemented and if it's constitutional. There is room in state law for a legal challenge, but Moriarty says her group is still reviewing that opinion, and she's not sure that going to court is an option.
The attorney general says it is constitutional. It's just a bad piece of legislation.
Moriarty says that means her group is probably going to take their message directly to Alaskans. Anchorage-based oil and gas attorney Robin Brenna is one of the backers of the initiative. He says he expects it to wind up in court.
Most things involving $1 billion do.
Another way to keep the initiative off the ballot is that the legislature could weigh in and pass a similar law. But some lawmakers say they aren't sure there's the appetite to take up oil taxes this session. House Speaker Bryce Edgman says he's not sure if oil taxes will get bumped to the top of the agenda, but typically he says those discussions can take a lot of time and require cooperation between the House, Senate, and governor's office to be productive. Democrat Senator Bill Willikowski, a supporter of the ballot initiative, says he plans on introducing similar legislation in the Senate this year. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.